sister. The story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Earlier today, while Dr. Carville was trying to persuade Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, to move into his house with him, a phone call came through from New York. It was from Diane, Dr. Carville's foster daughter. Though Ruth could hear Diane's voice clearly, what she said sounded completely unreal, like a dialogue in a nightmare.
You remember what you said to me the day I left, Dad? Telling me that I was a fool, that John wasn't interested in me, that he wouldn't even look at me? Well, you were so wrong. I've been seeing him practically every day. You might tell that to Ruth when you see her. And you might tell her that if she thinks John is ever coming home, back to her, she's in for an awful disappointment.
Walking home now, several hours later, Ruth still hears Diane's voice, superior and confident. For what she said bit even deeper than Big Sister would care to admit.
She's lying. Diane must have been lying. She knew I was there in the office, and she said what she did deliberately to hurt me. And that means, of course, that she hasn't been able to get anywhere with John, and that she was trying to make up for her own hurt and injured pride by hurting me. I feel sorry for her. I really do. Sorry for her. Now who's lying? You resent her. Resent her terribly. Not because you believe what she said, but because you don't want her to be bothering John at a time like this when he's trying to find himself. Or am I lying to myself about that, too?
Hello?
Dr. Foster, this is Ruth Wayne speaking from Glen Falls. I don't know whether you remember me.
Why, of course. How are you, Mrs. Wayne?
Fairly well, thank you. Still a little worried about my husband. I was wondering whether he'd been in to see you.
As a matter of fact, he was in just last week.
Oh, I'm glad. I wrote to him, asked him if he wouldn't go to see you. Is he going to be coming regularly?
I'm afraid not, Mrs. Wayne, at least not right now.
Oh.
Don't be too upset about this, Mrs. Wayne. It's not entirely his fault. You see, I'm going away for 5 weeks. Leaving in a few minutes, as a matter of fact. I told him I could send him to someone else, or, if he preferred, he could wait until I came back.
And?
Well, he didn't commit himself. In the state he's in, he wouldn't, of course. He'd seize on to something like that to postpone making a decision.
You still think there's hope?
If there wasn't, how could we keep going, any one of us?
Yes, of course. And you think that by the time you come back that he'll...
That he may have made up his mind. We'll just have to wait and see.
You've really been very kind, Dr. Foster. And I do appreciate it.
Nonsense. Please feel free to call me any time after I get back. And remember, keep your chin up.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. It's about a half hour later now, and Dr. Foster is in front of his office just putting his valise into his car when...
Oh, Dr. Foster.
What? Why, hello, Dr. Wade.
Hi. You coming or going?
Going, Dr. Wayne. Just leaving on my vacation.
Vacation?
Yes. I told you I was going last time I saw you. Don't you remember?
Why, no, I'm afraid I don't, or else I misunderstood. Thought you were going in a few weeks.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It's not that important.
I'm going downtown to the Holland Tunnel if I can drop you anywhere.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you, Doctor. If you're sure that you don't mind.
I'd be very glad to. Just get in.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, how's Mrs. Wayne
these days? Well, I don't really know, Doctor. She's gone back to Glen Falls, you know.
Oh, I see. Sorry?
No, not really. After all, it seemed the only sensible thing to do, and we went over this whole thing before.
Did we? When?
Well, the last time I was in your office, when I wanted you to take me on as a patient and...
And what?
Oh, you really are rubbing my nose in it, aren't you, Doctor?
In what way? Why?
Proving to me that I did know that you were going away, that I was just, well, looking for another frustration.
Dr. Wayne, do you really want to do anything about yourself?
Yes. Well, I think I do.
I told you I could send you to someone else, or if you want to, you can wait till I get back.
Well, 5 weeks is an awfully long while. What would I do in the meantime?
First, you want to get along completely without me. Then you want to know how you could get along for only 5 weeks. Well, you could always go back to Glen Falls, you know, to your wife.
No, no, I couldn't do that. I guess, well, I'll just have to wait.
And don't expect too much. As I told you before, we don't work miracles. All we do is help you to help yourself. But if you're willing to be honest, and if you can be patient, because it may take months before we get anywhere, well...
I guess I can start practicing that, being patient, right now. And then when you do get back, well, we'll see.
About an hour later now, early evening, and a very hot evening, the trees in Washington Square Park are stirring faintly in the breeze. But there is no breeze in the little apartment where John lies on the bed in his shirt sleeves, staring at the ceiling.
Oh. Come in.
Why, he's home. He's really home. And the door wasn't locked.
Hello, Diane.
Any significance in that, John? The open door?
Just that I forgot to lock it.
Oh. Well, I'll go out again if you want me to. And then you can lock it, with me on the outside.
Oh, Diane, don't be silly. Sit down.
Well, we're very gallant today, aren't we? Where would you like me to sit?
Well, what's the difference anywhere?
Next to you, there on the bed?
Diane, please.
Oh, the doctor still has scruples. Whatever gave me the idea that he was losing them? The young lovers, maybe. Sitting two by two, holding hands out there in the park. Oh, it's a lovely park, John, really. Just lousy with young lovers. Wouldn't you like to go out for a walk with me and sneer at them?
Thank you, no, Diane.
Why not?
Because I just don't feel like it.
Well, what do you feel like doing? Do you just feel like lying there and staring at the ceiling?
Yes.
Well, he knows what he wants. We've got to give the man credit for that. Oh, there are a million things we could do. Go for a walk or a ferry boat ride or sit in the park or in an outdoor cafe. But that doesn't confuse John Wayne. He knows what he wants to do right off. Just stay here in this stuffy, miserable, depressing apartment.
Diane, look, you don't have to stay if you don't want to.
Oh, but I do have to. I'm a masochist. You know that. I enjoy punishing myself. Well, that's why I'll stay. Even though there's life outside there. And philosophy, too. Did you ever meet a philosopher, John?
No.
I just met one. In the street. He was a little dirty and a little drunk, but a philosopher. This is a fine world, sister, he said to me. And don't let anyone tell you different. But there's one thing you've got to look out for, and that's the intellectual type. Very profound, I think, don't you?
Yes.
Was Ruth the intellectual type, John? Is that
why... Shut up. Do you hear me, Diane?
Why, John?
Don't give me that look of injured innocence, and get out of here. I'm sick of the sight of you, of that precious, ridiculous chatter of yours, of your fake honesty, of everything about you.
I'm sorry, John, really,
Oh, I'll bet you are. Why did you follow me here? What do you want of me, anyway?
Very little, John. I love you. You know that. And when I'm with you, even though you despise me, I'm just a little less lonely than usual. But I'll go.
No, no, no. Don't, Diane, please. I'm the one that's sorry. Look, I didn't mean to let go that way, and I... Well, I've been feeling rotten all day.
Oh, you don't have to apologize to me, John.
I do, Diane, I do. Look, if you'll just wait till I wash up, and if you still want to, I'll go out for a walk with you. Or a ferry boat ride, or whatever you want.
Of course I'll wait, John. I've had to wait for a long time already. But I've got a lot of patience.
Rising, John walks slowly and heavily across the room. Diane watches him with a small, secret smile on her lips. A smile of satisfaction and triumph. And now a message from our sponsor. Join us next week on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.